If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
Nunes' hands are down, and she's walking Ronda down. She tags her again.
Over and over, Amanda Nunes.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
If I can't teach you one way, I'll teach you another. But I'm gonna get the job done.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports byline studios. Check it, this is it. Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but hardly duplicated, 37, make that 38 plus years now of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion and won some awards for my writing, so supposedly, allegedly, I'm supposed to know something about boxing. But guess what? The average fan, you buy the tickets. You buy the pay-per-view. You go to the fights. You know what time it is. So I really, truly am impressed with most of your opinions when you send me texts and things like that. So if you want to text me, you can. The text line here in the studio, Ring Talk text line 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. I guess, well, the news heard around the world is that the Queen is dead. And because the Queen is dead, the Queens won't be boxing tonight or now or whenever they were supposed to do it over there across in the UK. I'm talking about Savannah Marshall and Clarissa Shields, of course, battling it out, I think, for the World Middleweight Championship. Bottom line is they would put all the belts on the line. Both these girls can fight. Clarissa's a bit of a boxer. She's brash. She's got a loud mouth. I don't like her per se, but guess what? I feel sorry for her. Why? Because, listen, you've got to fight somebody else. You train. You get down to the weight, this and that. And you're fighting somebody in their other in their own hometown. Savannah Marshall's going to get to sleep in her bed. I think they rescheduled the fight for October 15th. But Savannah Marshall's going to get to sleep in her bed. All right, Clarissa Shields got to stay in a hotel. Listen, it just ain't cool. Somehow, I never figured out why the Golden State Warriors could kick the snot out of the L.A. Lakers here in Oakland and then go down to L.A. and get trounced. I never understood that. But the bottom line is hometown field advantage. It has something both in boxing and baseball. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. But after the break, it'll be Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That is our signature Tower of Power. Coming back from the break, check them out, towerofpower.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, the heavyweight championship of the world was basically decided sort of a couple of weeks ago when Oleg Usyk beat Anthony Joshua, not for the first time, but the second time. The bottom line is he won a split decision for Glenn Feldman to call the fight 115-113 for Anthony Joshua. Well, what did Barry Hearn say? If we'd have got that fight, we'd have felt like we stole something. That's how bad it was when the promoter comes out and dogs your judge. Anyway, bottom line is Oleg Usyk wins and sets up this big fight with Tyson Fury, right? Or he doesn't. Some people say that Usyk doesn't want to fight for the rest of the year. He said, I'm going to take the rest of the year off. Tyson Fury, you know, he wants to fight right now. So this Anthony Joshua fight is big, big money. Bigger money than the Oleg Usyk fight. So I guess they're going to try to bypass Usyk and go straight to Anthony Joshua, saying Usyk doesn't want to fight again this year. Then I'm hearing reading that Usyk says they're sidestepping him. Bottom line is, we go to Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, for the answers on that one. Sock, can you help me out?
Well, brother, how are you? You know, your guess is as good as mine. Tyson Fury, a few weeks ago, said he was retiring. Then he said, you know what? I need to bring the belts back to England after seeing Joshua get beat up again by Usyk. He offers a fight to Usyk. Supposedly, Usyk said, you know what? I'm going to take the rest of the year off.
Ooh.
It was too soon.
Ooh.
Then he says, you know what? Let me do the next best thing. Anthony Joshua. Supposedly, they agreed to a 60-40 split. Now they are trying to hammer out a date.
For Tyson Fury, that's not the next best thing. That's the best thing.
Yeah, I mean, look, right? Prize fighting is the you try to take the biggest reward with the least bigger risk, right? And obviously, a fight against Anthony Joshua, in my eyes, would be a lot easier than Alexander Usyk. And it could generate more money, at least on the local level, which is a monster payday for both men.
Without
probably
a doubt.
Bigger.
And, of course, Tyson Fury is the undefeated lad, 6'10", 6'9", somewhere around there, 300 pounds when he starts training, or 325 when he starts training, gets down to about 260, says he's in shape. Some people doubt that, of course. He's not quite Andy Ruiz. Speaking of Andy Ruiz, let's talk about Andy Ruiz. You and I saw a picture of Andy Ruiz where he had this cut-up stomach and he was looking all lean, this and that, and they photoshopped that picture.
Yeah, it looked like he used the remember the old Michael Keaton? A Batman suit.
Yeah.
That's what it looked like. Well, yeah, you know, but kind of, you, he fooled
but,
me.
they perpetrated a fraud. I mean, they had me going on the air going, guess what? Listen, I may go back. I may have been harsh on Andy, blah, blah, blah. He looks like he really got himself in shape. He must be down to around 220 pounds. And then they tell me he weighs in like at 266 or 268 or something like that. So I look at the picture of him, and I say to myself, good Lord, he's just as fat as he ever was.
The English language is a beautiful thing, Pedro. And let us remember, square is a shape. So technically, Andy Ruiz was in shape. He looked like a rectangle. He looked, you know, but the kid could fight. You know, that's, you got to give him his props.
But he beat he beat a 43-year-old Cuban, which means he could have been 53.
Correct, he did. But that's a bad man still. Okay. Ortiz, even on his last legs, is still a dangerous fighter. And you could argue that he won more rounds than Andy Ruiz. It's just that at an advanced age, the punch resistance is not the same, and the difference in the fight were the knockdowns.
Okay. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, on the line from the Bronx is the Bronx Bomber himself, Mr. Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer Jr. Triple G's next week. We'll talk about that in our next segment. We'll have Triple G and Canelo going at it for the third time. First time was a draw. Second time, Canelo won a decision. Third time, probably most people think Canelo's going to put a romp here, and we'll see what happens, and we'll talk with about that in the next segment. Now, I got to go back to Tyson Fury and Oleg Usyk. If Oleg Usyk is willing to step aside and let these guys fight, he's getting money under the table. I mean, there's no way in the world you could let a $50 or $100 million payday go by because you don't feel like it.
Yeah, something, I mean, we will never know the
truth. No, we'll know. Well, no.
You think it'll come
out? Oh, yeah. Then isn't that mob? Is the mob guy involved in this fight? The mafia guy?
Ooh, yes, right.
The guy down there that's hiding out in Saudi Arabia or something. Where I can't think of his name right now, but
Irish mobster.
Yeah, you know the guy that the American government's put a hit out on, a warrant out on, said $500,000 reward or something like that. But the bottom line is, him and his son have been promoting boxing a bit. And, of course, they had a couple title fights over there, and the money goes back to them. Bob Arum admitting paying some mobster more than $1 million a fight for a Tyson Fury fight. So I don't know where that goes, but do we have any American heavyweights that are worthy of maybe bringing the crown home anytime soon?
Anytime soon, no. But in the not-so-distant future, yes. I do believe at least we'll get to see if he's the goods eventually. And that's the kid from Ohio, Jared Anderson, who is being brought along by Top Rank. And as you and I, we could probably agree, no one brings a prospect along better than Top Rank. And they're showcasing him on ESPN. He reminds me a little bit of Riddick Bowe. And I think Riddick Bowe is probably one of the most wasted talents in the history of the heavyweight division.
Put him at the top. Excuse me for interrupting you, but put Riddick Bowe at the top of the list for as far as wasted talent. Number one.
Riddick Bowe had the potential to go down in that Mount Rushmore of heavyweight greats.
Yep. You know,
at least, I don't think I'm being far-fetched. And obviously I didn't see Joe Louis in his prime or Jack Johnson, but Riddick Bowe had everything. He had the size, the hand speed. He had the charisma, the punching power. But, you know, the knife and fork were eventually his downfall. And, you know, some other issues within his marriage. But Jared Anderson, to me, reminds me very much of Riddick Bowe. And
he's going to
be brought along right.
Riddick Bowe broke the news on this show that he built a kitchen in his bedroom. What was the pause there for? Did you think I was kidding? I kid you not. He built a kitchen. He said to me, why should I have to go downstairs to eat? Some shit like, what? What? Say what? Yeah, why should I have to go downstairs to eat? I don't have to. I got a kitchen in my bedroom. And I said to myself, damn, that's not going to work out well. Anyway, obviously he was like almost 300 pounds when he got ready for those Holyfield fights. And I think had he been in shape, the Holyfield fights would have not, I don't want to denigrate Holyfield in this head, but I think if Riddick Bowe would have been together like the Riddick Bowe that knocked out Rodolfo Marin, I was sitting there in the first row. He hit Marin with a right hand and broke his jaw. I mean, Riddick Bowe was a physically superior athlete but he didn't have the discipline. In fact, when he won the 1988 Olympic trials in Concord, California, Jack Fisk said to him, "Do you think you're going to win a gold medal with love handles?" Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah. That's, oh yeah. Jack went right. I said, "That's the Godfather. He trained me. He told me. Yeah, you ask him what you want. Don't get too crazy. But do you think you're going to win the gold medal with love handles?" Oh.
Wow. And Riddick wasn't shy, you know. So I can imagine he was probably shocked.
No. He sat there on the couch. He was sitting there on the table. They were cutting his gloves off. Okay, he was sitting there on the table at the Concord Pavilion. I've been sat on that same table before. And they were cutting off his gloves, and he was just like, he didn't seem to be bothered by it at all. I mean, not even slightly. Mm. I mean, I was like, and Shelley Finkel was going, Shelley Finkel was trying to get between Jack and him, you know, but no. Anyway, Riddick Bowe, I thought when he fought guys like the Giant Gonzalez and people like that in the Evander Holyfield fights, and I just think he could have won all those fights, could have won them convincingly had he really dedicated his craft. Of course, his manager, I can't remember his name right now, but he took him to meet the Pope and tried to do all these things that Ali did, and he wasn't Ali. You know what I'm saying?
Rock Newman.
Rock made him a lot of money, but Rock kept trying to make him Ali, and he wasn't Ali. You can't make somebody Ali because he can sound like Ali doing impersonations. You know, that's the way Rock Newman tried to.
Yeah, yeah. No, and credit to Rock. He really, not ahead of his time, but he really did his job in promoting Riddick Bowe, who, I remember when he went through the media circuit. He was on Arsenio Hall. He was everywhere, you know, after that Evander Holyfield win, meeting the Pope. But there's only one Ali, and there'll never be another Ali.
You know, yeah, but with his, I'm going to put it to you like this. If I was as big as Riddick Bowe, I'd still be kicking ass. I still did. So when you're 6'7" and you've got physical attributes, this and that, you keep yourself in decent shape, you should be able to kick somebody's ass for a long, 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 long time past the age of 27.
He ushered in that new era of heavyweights, of almost a super heavyweight division. I mean, because you look at guys now, you know, and, you know, Klitschko's and Lennox.
But he wouldn't fight Lennox. He wouldn't fight Lennox.
He so much so that that Lennox picked up his first heavyweight title out of the trash can.
Yeah, that sort of blew me away. But he wouldn't fight Lennox, who, of course, Lennox beat him in the amateurs. That was a mega fight. And, of course, he went on and lost, did Riddick Bowe. And, oh, man, that was really the super fight. I mean, that would have, like, preceded Fury and Joshua. But Fury and Joshua is going to sell out three or four stadiums in about 10 minutes, won't it?
Probably will, even Joshua coming off the loss, because he's still a very beloved figure in England. And Tyson Fury, although he did represent England in the amateurs, and he's kind of like the bad boy, the outsider. Anthony Joshua is kind of like
a sissy,
out of central casting.
Good point.
Oh, damn.
We're gonna redial the Skype here because it's not coming through all that clear. But the bottom line is, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Skype will be redialed, Socrates.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-209-6124, 800-209-6124, 800-209-6124. That's 800-209-6124,
NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Let this play for a little bit. I'll tell you a little story. Daniel's in the other room rocking back and forth there. I was in London for a Prince of Sima Med fight. I think it was fighting Von Johnny Bungu of South Africa. So anyway, we're at this big arena, and it's after the fight, it's post-fight, and Hamed had won like a fourth or fifth round knockout, something like that. So anyway, I go up to Hamed's dressing room, because me and Naz were pretty cool at that point in time. Anyway, Emmanuel Stewart was training him, the gold father from the Kronk gym. So I went up to his dressing room, and I smelled all kinds of weed. I mean, it was like, I'm smelling some, I'm saying, I know weed, okay, I know weed, yeah. Anyway, bottom line is, I'm smelling this dank. I said, where the hell is this weed coming from? And then there's this dude over there, and he's smoking this weed, and I have no idea this is Sean Combs. P. Diddy, whatever his name is, with a Puff Daddy. I have no idea who he is, okay? All I know is that Ron Wood of the Rolling Stones is kissing his ass. I mean, it's like blowing him over there. I'm going, oh, this is sickening. Puff Daddy, you're the greatest, this and that. So anyway, I'm figuring this out. And then I finally realized it's Puff Daddy, and we talked a little bit, and then we went off to a party afterwards. So we're at this party about 3 or 4 hours after the fight, and I'm in the men's room relieving myself while somebody else was snorting coke behind the stall, and I don't know who that guy was, but the bottom line is Ron Wood of the Stones walks in, and he stands next to me, and I look over at him, and the first thing I say to him is, hey man, you're a Rolling Stone, why are you kissing Puff Daddy's ass? And he goes, because he has the best damn weed, man. Okay, that's my Ron Wood Puff Daddy story. Bottom line is, that's it. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Back to the Bronx, Socrates Palmer, of course, Boxy's true PhD on the line from the East Coast. Fury and Usyk, it looks like, is off. Looks like Fury and Josh is going to be the thing. Next week is going to be Triple G and, of course, Canelo going for the third time. But Deontay Wilder, through Shelley Finkel, said he's open to an Anthony Joshua fight. Is Anthony Joshua the easy guy you can fight and make all kinds of money with? Is that why these guys are targeting him?
Yeah, but he may be the easiest out of the top. Let's say, if we're going to say the top four heavyweights in the world are Fury, Usyk, Joshua, Wilder, he would say he's maybe the weakest link. But Deontay Wilder is the one that's coming off of being comatose, right? And going through three hell of a fights against Tyson Fury, who's probably the best in the world. So I would tread with caution, you know, because Anthony Joshua two things about him. Yes, he may not be the strongest mentally. He may be the least skilled. Well, no, take that back. Deontay Wilder is a caveman. Anthony Joshua can still punch, and he's still fresh enough that he can give anyone a good fight. He hasn't been knocked out like Deontay Wilder. So I would tread with caution.
Okay, a couple of months ago, you predicted the comeback of Manny Pacquiao. Manny Pacquiao in talks for potential exhibition in July, January 2023. He ain't going to fight for free, is he?
No. Why would anyone fight for free? You know, I think Manny Pacquiao is channeling his Floyd Mayweather. He's saying the money that pretty boy Floyd makes, money Mayweather makes fighting YouTubers
and guys like me. Hey, Sock. Hold on for a second.
Well, he would never fight.
Socrates.
Fight like you.
Sock, this is not working, bro. They're going to call you on the phone. They're going to hang up the Skype. This is not working. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We had to cut the Skype. Somehow, the Skype, once in a while, Skype is like a pain in the ass. For the most part, it's wonderful. The audio is like crystal clear. It sounds like Sokka sitting in the studio with me instead of being 2,900 miles away. Speaking of 2,900 miles away, let me tell you this. A dog was lost. Dog was lost, stolen 3 years ago here in San Francisco. Okay, his name was Willie. And the bottom line is nobody could find Willie. They hired a couple of PIs, private investigators, to find Willie. They couldn't find Willie, right? So they hired me to find Willie. And I found Willie in a week. Actually, I found him in a few days. I got him back to his owners in a week. But the bottom line is Willie is now back home in Birmingham, Alabama. On Tuesday, his family flew in from Birmingham. His owner and the son, the mother and the son, came in, flew in. And the dog, once he saw his owners, he just rolled over like he couldn't believe it. It was incredibly warm to watch his reunion after 3 years. Imagine this. You've lost your dog. Your dog is gone. And 3 years later, somebody finds it for you. Bottom line is that was one of the greatest stories I could tell in a long time. What did you think of that dog story, Sock?
Oh, yeah, man. I'm not the biggest pet person or animal person, but if that didn't, you know, warm your heart, then you got to check your humanity card. That was very cool video that you sent me, man.
Anyway, the dog's back. I'm looking for another dog. I'm 2 for 2 on dogs. I got a third dog that I'm trying to track down. Dogs are being stolen at gunpoint here in the city by the Bay, believe it or not. And actually, across the Bay in Oakland, two dogs were stolen at gunpoint. One dog they stole was neutered, and the other one was spayed. In other words, they stole two sterile dogs. They're stealing these dogs to breed them, okay? And when you steal sterile dogs, they're like having Daniel in the other room, nothing.
Listen, it's not just in California. It's happening here in New York also. What's the hot item? These French bulldogs.
Those are the dogs I'm talking about, bro. Those are the dogs I'm talking about. Anyway, there will be some boxing on TV. It just won't be the women today. Listen, I'm going to wish you the best. We're having all kinds of technical difficulties. We'll talk next week. All the best, okay?
All right, champ. Enjoy your weekend.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Listen, when spit goes bad here, and you know, spit with an H goes bad here at the network, it just goes, man. I kept talking to him, and he kept being delayed coming back, and it sounded like he was drunk or on drugs. Something like, he's not. It doesn't take him that long to respond, but that's how bad the phone lines were. First it was Skype, then it was a phone line. So the bottom line is it was a jinx day, no doubt about that. Bottom line is you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, Canelo Alvarez and Gennady Golovkin about to go next week. I will be in Las Vegas Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and probably Thursday, getting out of town before the fight. Got a couple of things I'm going to do down there, basically get a tan. But the bottom line is I'll be in Vegas for a few days, and, of course, it's fight week. That should make things a little bit exciting. Back to this fight that's not going to happen across the pond. Of course, Clarissa Shields, the United States undefeated fighter. She's like 11-0, 12-0, like one knockout or something, no knockouts. Bottom line is she's not a puncher at all. She's unentertaining to me. She's a bore. She's a big mouth, the whole nine yards. But right now my heart is with her. And the reason why I say that is that her fight with Savannah Marshall was supposed to take place tonight. Of course, it's not going to take place because the queen had died. Queen Elizabeth died after 70 years on the throne at the age of 96. But this couldn't have come as a surprise to anybody. I mean, she was 96, okay? I mean, so it couldn't come to that big of a surprise. But they're shutting down the country. They're going to shut down the country. No sporting events, not that kind of good stuff for like a couple of weeks. So they're not going to do this fight until, I think, October the 15th. I think it's the date they're talking about, October the 15th, which is a... I think in the Queen's honor, these two chicks should have went at it. Women's sports, the Queen, that kind of good stuff, it goes hand in hand. I thought that would have been fantastic, without a doubt. But they decided to call off. The British Board of Boxing Control decided that they couldn't throw the fight without having the arena there. And, of course, they didn't want to allow fans in this. And so at the end of the day, it ain't going to happen. But I got to tell you, that is a significant fight in the world of women's boxing. It was a fight that I was looking forward to. I thought that Clarissa Shields was an underdog. I thought she might get stopped in this fight. I'm not a big Clarissa Shields fan, but right now my heart is with her because there's nothing worse. Let me tell you, one time they canceled this fight on me. They made me weigh in the afternoon, and they gave me 2 pounds. So it was 100. The junior welterweight limit was 139. So this was a 141-pound fight. It was at the Olympic Club in San Francisco. They had posters all over town. Fernandez versus Hernandez. I got top billing. Anyway, William Hernandez from Sacramento, California. He won some regional Golden Glove title or some PAL title, some title up there. So anyway, he was coming down here to rumble with me, Hernandez versus Fernandez, at the Olympic Club. The Olympic Club is some semi-racist organization here in the city, by the way, or used to be, that didn't have too many black members, but they used to smoke cigars and make us box when they were smoking cigars. Anyway, bottom line is, Hernandez didn't show up. And I trained for 6 weeks, non-title fight, no Golden Glove title on the line, that kind of good stuff, but I trained for 6 weeks for that fight, 42 days hard, really hard. I wanted to make a statement that night. I came in 140 pounds, like a pound under the limit. I was ready to go, right? And he didn't show up. And of all the cancels, I had 12 cancellations like that. But that one was heartbreaking. So I know exactly what Clarissa Shields is going through. Now she's got to wait another 2 weeks. I never got to fight Hernandez. Basically, Bill retired. Bill, if you're listening, we can still do it. But I'm just kidding. But the bottom line is Hernandez versus Fernandez. That just bummed me out. Didn't happen. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll talk UFC, Dana White, Nate Diaz after the break.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. That's 800-950-8218. Paid for by Want to Sell.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That's the Fab Four. John, Paul, George, and Ringo. Of course, the Beatles singing Happy Birthday. We say happy birthday to one of the greatest men in boxing history. I'm talking about the great trainer, Aaron Snow, Mr. Hall of Fame himself. Happy birthday to you, son.
Hey, man, Pedro, man. Thank you, man. Coming from you and invite me on your show to wish me happy birthday, man. Is indeed something special, man. I'm happy to be here talking to you, bro.
Well, I wish you all the best, man. Kiss the family. We'll talk real soon. Let's talk next week in depth, okay, when you get on a good phone. But I wish you the very best, man. We'll talk real soon. Happy birthday, Aaron.
All right. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
The great Aaron Snow, of course, he was the guy that was in the corner when Mike Tyson lost to Buster Douglas, being on the negative side, of course, on the bad side of such a heavyweight title fight like that. They tried to blame Aaron Snow for the corner. You couldn't blame him for the corner. Mike Tyson was running his own show at that point. I mean, he was calling his own shots. At that point in time, Mike was very, very, very undisciplined. Now, the bottom line is the UFC is going to have a card tonight. Yeah. They are. And in the main event, it's going to be Tony Ferguson. Now, who's Tony Ferguson? Tony Ferguson is a former UFC lightweight champion. In fact, let me. You ready to run that Tony Ferguson? Hit that Tony Ferguson clip.
Did he hurt you or your children?
No.
You're okay.
He really, just random stuff, you know, like he puts holy water on me. I don't know what's going on with him.
Are you going to stop somewhere and meet with the police so they can talk to you?
Should I go to the police station?
Okay, that's Tony Ferguson's wife saying that he's pouring holy water on her. Is this guy whacked out of his mind? It was a couple of years ago. But has he lost his mind? I mean, come on. I used to think of my wife maybe as the devil and this kind of stuff. And that's probably a good idea to pour holy water on her. But no, this guy, he's got some emotional issues. Anyway, bottom line is Tony Ferguson hasn't won a fight since 2019. He beat the cowboy Donald Cerrone at that point in time. And, of course, Cerrone was older than you know, dirt at that point in time. He was old. But he hasn't won since then. Tonight he steps into the main event, a five-rounder, coming on in 3 days' notice against Nate Diaz. Nate Diaz, of course, a kid from Stockton, California, the guy with the big mouth. He's going to be in a wheelchair talking moo-moo-moo, I think, in a few years. I just do. I mean, Nate Diaz, one of those guys, is a glutton for punishment. Him and his brother Nick Diaz, when you saw Nick the last time out, he was fat as a pig. He got his ass kicked. Of course, Nate Diaz is one of these guys that doesn't fight too often. There's no longer the discipline, but he's going to come into this fight tonight as a welterweight, going to fight against Tony Ferguson. Ferguson, as I said, hasn't won since 2019. Diaz is coming off a two-fight losing streak as well, so they should call this the main event, the Battle of the Losers. But the bottom line is Nate Diaz was supposed to take on this guy, Khamzat Chimaev. Anyway, he's an undefeated monster. He could beat Daniel, me, and 1,000 guys at the same time. That's how tough this guy is. I ain't kidding you. This guy's a monster, okay? He's a new Khabib, all that kind of good stuff. Anyway, bottom line is he weighed in way over the welterweight limit of 170. I think it was like 178, 179. So they put in a fight they dropped the Nate Diaz fight because Nate was going to get killed anyway. And nobody wanted to see this fight. Maybe 3 or 4 people wanted to see this fight, like Dana White, because he wanted to shut Nate Diaz up forever. But let me tell you what Dana White's done here. Dana White does not like Tony Ferguson, so he gets to get rid of Tony Ferguson forever, because Tony Ferguson is probably going to get beat up by Nate Diaz tonight, okay? And that's the way it is. As far as Nate Diaz, if Nate was to lose tonight, you know Nate would be saying something like F you to Dana White on the way out, on the TV show on the way out. So Dana's going to avoid that for one more evening at least, okay? So at the end of the night, it's going to be these two co-main events, Nate Diaz in a five-rounder against Tony Ferguson and Khamzat Chimaev versus Kevin Holland in a catchweight fight, 180 pounds, of course. And then you've got the guy with the best name in all of MMA, maybe one of the best names. He should be in porn. Ling Jingling. I mean, that should be in porn with a name like that. It should. Anyway, bottom line is he's going to take on Daniel Rodriguez. That's a catchweight fight as well, 180 pounds. Another catchweight fight. Nobody was making weight on this card. Okay, another catchweight fight. Irene Aldana at 140 pounds taking on Macy Chazan. Obviously, those are women. And the final part of this main event card on pay-per-view is going to be Johnny Walker versus Ion Cujeba. Bottom line is if you buy this fight and pay $90 for it, you're nuts! You got to be insane. I mean, there's nothing on this fight. Listen, bottom line is, you know, Tony Ferguson and Nate Diaz, you got a battle of two old guys there. It might be like Ali Frazier or something like that. Maybe it'll be a memorable fight, a great fight. But the bottom line is, it probably won't. Okay, it's probably going to stink. Okay, and as far as the co-main event is concerned, Kevin Holland, listen, if Kevin Holland has any life insurance right now, he should. If he doesn't have life insurance right now, he should buy some. Medical insurance, the USC, aren't they subcontractors or something like that, USC independent contractors? So call Kaiser today, bro. Wherever you're at, call Kaiser or Blue Shield, wherever it is, get yourself a health care plan because you're going to need it after tonight. Okay, you're getting this guy's. I don't think I've seen anybody quite as intimidating as this guy since Khabib. And of course, Khabib was a monster. Khabib beat everybody. Khabib beat guys. When I went down to watch Khabib at the American Kickboxing Academy, I think it was in Milpitas, California, when he was training, he was kicking guys' ass in training. Now, I don't want to say he was kicking Daniel Cormier's ass, but he threw Cormier around a little bit. I was like, whoa, what's going on here? Of course, Cormier, the light heavyweight and heavyweight champion of the UFC at one point in time. But yeah, I mean, I was like blown away by the strength of Khabib. Now, they say this guy is like better than Khabib. We'll see what's happening. But the bottom line is, that is UFC tonight. And of course, so Dana White gets rid of Tony Ferguson and probably, and Nate Diaz will be around for another day. And of course, Nate Diaz deserves a fight like maybe against a guy that like Daniel or me or something like that. He needs to fight somebody he can beat, somebody he can build his confidence on. I mean, I'm a tough dude. That tough dude smack doesn't work anymore. All you're going to do is, all you're asking for is brain damage. That's it. I mean, he's asking for brain damage. That's it. I mean, Nick sounds like a cartoon now. I've known this kid since he was a kid. Okay, and yeah, I stutter and stammer at times because I'm on coffee. But the bottom line is, he stutters and stammers because of the fact he's been punched up so many times. And these guys take ass whoopings. I'm telling you, I mean, these are like, I just can't imagine, you know, the ass whoopings the guys taking. They make like 35 or 40 grand because you got to figure these guys, what, there's 1, 2, 3, 4. There's 12 fights on this card tonight, 12 or 13 fights on this card tonight, okay? And some of these lower ranked, people on the ESPN Plus card, the ESPN Plus and the UFC Fight Pass card, you know, they're probably making 30 grand. So if you're going to make $30,000, sounds like a lot of money, huh? $30,000, you're going to get your ass whipped, okay? And you can't fight again for like 6 months, and maybe your ears buzz for 6 months, or you got a nosebleed, and it bleeds off and on for like 6 or 8 weeks. I mean, these are injuries that happen to guys, okay? And yet you don't know about it because, you know, you don't see the guys afterwards. You say, oh, man, he put up a tough fight. It isn't a tough fight. It's the afterwards. It's dealing with these guys afterwards. It's seeing these guys afterwards. I mean, you know, although football players are notoriously punch drunk, okay, boxers are punch drunk. I mean, that's where the pugilistic dementia thing, medical term, came from, boxing playing punch drunk. But now it's UFC fighters, and I think it's going to happen more prevalent, and it's going to be more prevalent, and it's going to be, I think, more severe because of the fact they're taking harder blows. I mean, come on, man. You can't take a forearm to the face. I mean, I've hit people with forearms to the face, but I've never been hit with a forearm. I used to hook the elbow off the jab. And anyway, people used to say, he cheated. Did you see that? Yeah, once in a while somebody saw it, but, you know, not too often. I would double jab and then hook. Hook with the elbow afterwards, getting real close, and hook with the elbow, look to hit with the forearm. Now, that was dirty fighting, but that's the way I was taught. So bottom line is, this is combat sports. So make it up, combat sports, of course. Next week, Triple G and Canelo. Triple G's older than dirt. He's 41 years old. What does that mean? I mean, he's probably going to get licked like a stamp. Canelo, they are looking for a fight to, like, rebuild Canelo. I think this is a fight they think that will rebuild Canelo because of the fact that Triple G is so old and the fact that when he fought Kyoto Murata, I think in January or February this year over in Japan for the WBA middleweight title, that he got hurt to the body, and he was obviously hurt to the body. Now, the Japanese fighter, of course, was a 2012 Olympic gold medalist, and, of course, people say I don't give him enough credit, isn't it? I don't think he could fight if he licked a stamp. I don't think he could lick a stamp if you wet his tongue, a Kyoto Murata. I just didn't think he could. But the bottom line is, he hurt Triple G. If he could hurt Triple G to the body, so can Canelo Alvarez, okay? And Canelo will be looking to go to the body and probably end this fight about the 7th or the 8th round. Of course, that's going to go down next week in Las Vegas on pay-per-view. And, of course, that's what, the Zone pay-per-view? Of course, the Zone promised you so many times that we're going to bring you no pay-per-view charges. You would just get, if you subscribe to us, you'll never have to pay for it. You'll never have to pay for it. And then 2.5 years later, they change their mind. So I'm not buying the pay-per-views from these guys. I go to strip clubs. I go to Daniel's house. I watch out the back window with my pair of binoculars into somebody else's house and watch your TV that way. I'm not going to pay for a DAZN pay-per-view fight because of the fact that they came out with this concept that, hey, you know, bottom line is we're not going to charge for pay-per-view, and now we're going to charge. So I've got a problem with that. Now, I want to talk about some of the upcoming, previous UFC fights. Of course, Mr. Gane last week, of course, he is Dana's pick to be the next heavyweight champion. Ciryl Gane, I think, is from Brazil. He is from Brazil. Anyway, he beat Ty Tuivasa in a knockout in the third round with punches. I mean, the bottom line is Ty was a Samoan guy, but he was about 7 inches smaller in height. So it was, you know, size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. Well, Gane was a giant. It was like a giant and a dwarf. So you knew it was going to happen. The poor Samoan took his ass whooping the entire time. They're game guys, but he took an ass whooping. He finally got knocked out in the third round. But that's the guy, the once beaten fighter. Of course, he got beat by the former heavyweight champion because the UFC really doesn't have a heavyweight champion anymore. Of course, he's advocated his title. John Jones has stepped aside. You know, Dana White is running with an empty. He's not running with a full tank. He's just not. I mean, the talent is leaving. The talent is leaving Dana White. Why? They've tired of getting pimped off. I keep telling you that time and time again, that as a cop in San Francisco, I knew some pimps. And if pimps could get away with paying their hoes, what Dana gets away paying his fighters, the pimps would be billionaires and wouldn't have to be pimps. I'm telling you like it is. Of course, the UFC made $279 million gross last year. Okay, and they paid the fighters roughly 10% of that. So if you take 90, holy cow, $27 million off $270 million or $260 million, think about that. That's what kind of money they're making. So at the end of the day, the fighters aren't getting paid. I mean, Nate Diaz, speaking of Nate Diaz, was it Nick Diaz and Jorge Masvidal when they fought? When those two guys fought in the Garden? Remember Masvidal sold out MSG in like 45 minutes and they gave him $500,000? It was a $7.1 million live gate. Forget the pay-per-views, and that was a hot pay-per-view item. But imagine that. You get 500 grand. That's the way Dana does you. That's the way. So Dana is the pimp of all pimps, without a doubt. So at the end of the day, Dana's still the worst herd in the entire world as far as the world of combat sports is concerned. But he's the man. I mean, he's one. He's the in the driver's seat. He's got the big money behind him. The other events, the other Pride and different. Pride isn't around anymore. That's not what I'm looking for. The O1 and Q1, all these US1, all these different small MMA events, small MMA entities. Of course, Bellator was supposed to be a major player under Scott Coker. They never did it. They had the funding, they had the money, and they just couldn't step up to the UFC's level. They throw shows occasionally. I sort of noticed it on one of the websites, like Sure Dogs, like Bellator's got a fight tonight, but nothing that I really wanted to tune into. Of course, I'm not the biggest fan in the world. I'm not the biggest UFC fan in the entire world, but I do like good fights. And speaking of the UFC, I'm not seeing any good fights coming up whatsoever. Of course, we watched a couple of weeks ago violence on the UFC channel. Of course, I'm talking about Amanda Nunes and Juliana Pena. Of course, Pena had beaten Amanda Nunes in an upset for the title, 145-pound championship, earlier in the year, and Nunes came back, and it was ugly. I mean, and Amanda Nunes beat on this girl like if you had a hammer, you were hitting on a nail and just kept hitting on a nail. In other words, keep, you know, like the nail's already in the wood. You know what I'm saying? The nail's done. You don't need to be hitting the nail anymore. The nail's completely in the wood. But she just kept hitting her. And the referee didn't even step in to stop it. The doctor didn't step in to fight it, stop it. The corner didn't step in to fight it, stop it. I mean, these three entities are supposed to protect the fighter, the corner, the doctor, and the referee, none of the three stepped in. So Juliana Pena took an unnecessary beating for the last 10 to 15 minutes of that fight because it went 25 minutes, five-minute rounds. At the end of the night, there were a couple of 10-8 rounds. You know, 10-8 rounds in MMA means you really, 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 really got your ass whooped. So after she got her ass whooped for the first two rounds, why not stop it right then and there? Why should this girl have to be damaged physically and or mentally and or psychologically and or psychiatrically? Why should she be damaged? Why should she have to take that punishment? The fight is over, and nothing's going to change. The fight is over. Once the fight is over, the fights need to be stopped. Once fights are no longer competitive, they need to be stopped. But guess what? That's not the world it is with Dana White. So I hope, I won't say it. I was going to say something nasty about Dana White there. Roll to a break. I was going to say something nasty about Dana White there, and I think it would have got me in trouble, so I just let it go. But the bottom line is, Dana White is a piece of work. When I say work on the show, I mean spit with an H.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
5% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Okay, so the fight across the pond is off. The Battle of the Chicks ain't gonna happen. Savannah Marshall, of course, the prohibitive favorite in my mind. Of course, taking on once-beaten Clarissa Shields. I take that back, undefeated Clarissa Shields. Of course, Clarissa Shields and Savannah Marshall supposed to do this today on the Zone. It's not gonna happen, of course, because of Queen Elizabeth's death. The Queen had reigned for 7 years. May she rest in peace. But the bottom line is, I think Ali Velsher on MSNBC got in all kinds of trouble, or some British guy got upset at him because of the fact that he brought up the fact that, you know, the Commonwealth wasn't always the greatest when it came to people of color over the years. So the bottom line is they brought that up. And, of course, that was a big MSNBC upset. I saw they were going crazy about that on TV today and Fox News and all that kind of good stuff. But the bottom line is, you know, Queen Elizabeth, 7 years a queen. I got to meet the president of China. I got to meet the president of the Philippines. I got to meet the president of Hungary. And I never got to meet the Queen of England. I think if I got to meet the Queen of England, that would have trumped all three of those other guys. Oh, and I met Trump, too. But the bottom line is, you know, I think that would have been the honest one. So, yeah, I never met the Queen. But the bottom line is, 7 years she ruled with a somewhat velvet glove and an iron fist. And they say all that kind of good stuff about her. So I wish her the very best. Of course, the English are in mourning. And this fight will take place in October. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide. Of course, Saturday and Sunday is 11 a.m. Pacific time, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the American Force Network, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com. I keep going and going and going. But the bottom line is, it looks like Terrence Crawford and Errol Spence, the World Welterweight Championship, is going to go down. Of course, the two undefeated lads. One's old, one's older. But the bottom line is, the older guy, I like the older guy. I'm talking about Terrence Crawford. I think he's mean. I think we've never seen Terrence Crawford tested. And Terrence Crawford is sort of like Daniel in the other room. You never know what to expect from him, okay? He's a champion through and through. You never know what to expect from him. And from Terrence Crawford, he's mean. He gets mean. He gets ghetto. And when he goes ghetto, it's usually lights out for the other guy and punishment for the other guy. Earl Spence, of course, was the guy that's famous for being tossed out of a car at 150 miles an hour when he was drunk. Now, being drunk probably saved his life, but the bottom line is still, when you get tossed out of a car at 115, you ain't going to be the same, especially when you had that blood, concussion where it showed the bleeding in your eye and that kind of good stuff. So there was some neurological damage to Earl Spence. Whether he recovered 100%, I don't know. But the bottom line is he was damaged when he got tossed out of that car at 115 miles an hour. But the bottom line is Earl Spence and Terrence Crawford about to hook it up. Looks like November 26th for the World Welterweight Championship. This has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide. My man Daniel's been behind the desk dealing with these crummy sports byline computers. But the bottom line is you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I thank you so much for tuning in. Daniel, I love you.